Track 4. Unit 2. Listening 1. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Hi, I'm Simon, and last week I got to spend a whole day at the National Museum, where I was shown around by one of the curators. I'd only been there as a visitor before, so it was interesting to find out what goes on behind the scenes. The collections at the museum are quite diverse. There's a whole floor devoted to the natural environment, for example, and of course a large section for Pacific cultures. Melanie, the curator, told me she'd done a degree in anthropology, but when she applied to the museum, she decided to focus on social history, and she's been working in that area ever since. I thought it would be worth asking what sort of educational background most of the other curators had, and what sort of work experience you needed if you wanted a position there. But apparently it's your communication skills that really count. They're essential for all museum staff. Then I asked Melanie to explain what kind of things she's personally responsible for. She said that whenever the museum acquired a new object, the first stage of the process was identification. That might involve, for example, finding out where and when something was made, that sort of thing. She would do that by herself, but she'd work with other specialists if the object was in any way damaged and needed restoration of some kind. Then we went on to talk about one aspect of being a curator that I know I'd be hopeless at if I had to do it. And that's when they have to write and maintain records. You obviously have to be meticulous about detail. Melanie also spends some of her time preparing for conferences and liaising with other curators or researchers working in the same field. She also has to reply to the correspondence and inquiries she gets from the public, and this can take up quite a bit of time. I was also curious to know what Melanie liked most in the collection, and she said it was a series of letters sent by a soldier to his wife back home. I had a look, and they were certainly very moving. What really caught my eye, though, and you can see them all along the walls, were a lot of advertisements from the 20th century. They really give you an insight into people's lifestyle at the time, well worth a look if you go to the museum. Melanie told me that many exhibits have been gifted. So, for example, most of the paintings have been donated, not bought. Apparently, it's not just wealthy benefactors, but ordinary people who want to offer a family heirloom, say. So, recently, for instance, a woman brought in an antique clock in perfect working order. Melanie has to say no to photo albums, however, because it's so hard to preserve them. I'm going to finish by mentioning the biggest problem the museum has, and it's not something you'd automatically think of. When it comes to preserving the physical exhibits, the curators are confident that they've got that under control, but they're not so good at preserving digital data, and they're investigating new storage formats to ensure it's preserved for posterity. Well, I hope I've given you a better idea of what it's like to work at the museum.